I'm Howard Shapiro, theater critic at the Classical Network. If it weren't for the world-class talents Laurie Metcalf and John Lithgow, there'd be little reason to see Hillary and Clinton, a paper-thin play by Lucas Nath that closes after Sunday on Broadway. Hillary and Clinton has a disingenuous conceit. We're supposed to think we're in an alternate world where a woman named Hillary Clinton is running for president against a contender named Barack Obama, and she has a problem. She's losing in the primaries, and in order to keep going, she needs money from her husband, a former president named Bill Clinton. Now, we're supposed to think none of this is real while watching a play with dialogue based on facts we know about Hillary and Clinton. What's the point? It's a 90-minute argument between the Clintons, fabricated and ultimately empty. Director Joe Mantello squeezes everything he can from the play on Chloe Lamford's largely empty white hotel room set. Zach Orth portrays Hillary's beleaguered campaign manager, and Peter Francis James turns up as Barack Obama. Each is excellent, and Metcalf and Lithgow are fun to watch as they get into their down and out about who overshadows whom and which one has the worst personality deficit. But hey, we're supposed to think they're not real, and also that they are. If this is having your cake and eating it too, I'd rather diet. Hillary and Clinton is at the Golden. I'm Howard Shapiro. See you in a Broadway Minute.